Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Farazande. You're tuning in, plugging in, and connecting to the UAuth Revolution. And today is a totally exciting day. I'm super, super pumped, super, super open in my heart because we have my personal angel reader and truthfully just an amazing friend, Courtney Levins. And she feels just like family, but I'll tell you this, she can do things that certainly no one in my family can do. And that is absolutely read energy and do things that will transform your awareness of the world, the planet, and your life. She is an angel reader. She's also someone who downloads energy healing practices and guidance from spirit. She's able to see spirits, see energies, see timelines through the angels. So if you have big choices in your life about do I take this path or do I take the other path, she is able to actually, through the angels, give you some guidance on where they may go. Now, a lot of people ask me, well, Darius, you said she's your personal angel reader. Tell me more about that. Well, it started all the way back in January of 2009. I was going through a divorce. In fact, everything had been filed. It wasn't my choice. And some of you may know this story. Some of you may not. I was living in Houston, Texas at the time and was working as an author and an attorney, writing and teaching people about setting up businesses and living their entrepreneurial dreams. And I really, though, didn't feel the passionate connection anymore to the legal side. And I always had this spiritual knowing, and I had such a huge passion for teaching and exploration, and I was even a hypnotist at the time. But I had this divorce that happened. Papers were filed. And I was distraught. And I remember going into a coffee shop in January of 2009 on a Sunday, really depressed, really sad, and not sure what to do. Do I stay in Houston? Do I push for this marriage to keep working, or do I move forward? And I opened up this metaphysical newspaper that was local, and there I saw an ad for Courtney Levins. And it was right there on the first page that I opened up, which was right in the middle, and I decided to call her. I went to see her one-on-one in her office for 30 minutes. And I asked her the question, and she channeled the angels. And they explained to me in huge, huge detail exactly what was going to happen if I stayed on one path and what might happen if I opened up the other path. The thing that I'll never forget when I asked about my ex-wife was that they saw this person's energy surrounded by thorns. Literally, like if you imagined a prickly, pinchy rose bush and these vines going around a heart, and it just continued to intermingle and tangle. And they basically told her, and she told me through them, you can't get in there. Your path is different. And she revealed my path. There was light. There was love. There was teaching. There was moving to another city because the angels saw me on the highest timeline driving back and forth from Houston to Austin. And they also saw something really exciting that made me begin to tear up. And it was they saw love. They saw my soulmate, and they shared with me that that journey was open and possible for me. And they even shared the kids that were coming and so much more. And so with that, I moved to Austin, and I decided to go deeper and follow my truth. And she also said I would be teaching these concepts, these ideas, and being sort of like a conduit to more people learning about these soul truths that I so much longed to learn for the first 30-some years of my life where I just, you know, felt these urgings. So this is Courtney, and she's here today. We're opening it up. And the question is, what messages do the angels have for you today? And we're going to jump right in. I'll introduce her, and then we're going to get started. Sorry for the long intro, but what I would ask you to do is press star 2 on your phone. Raise your hand to be in the queue for one-on-one help with Courtney Levins. And as we're at the end of the year and getting there, there's a lot of cool things coming up. One of the things that may come up is there a big decision that maybe you're wondering about? Is there a relationship that maybe you want to move beyond? Is there a new relationship coming forward for you? Is there a loved one that wants to connect to you? Is there a financial opportunity? And even is there any energy around your field, your house, your car, your friends that may be in some way bringing down your natural, beautiful vibration? And I've got even another recent story on that. Well, Courtney is here to help us understand understand how we can communicate with angels, what messages they want us to know, and even give us guidance directly on what may be affecting our life and our truth today. Courtney Levins is an angel therapist who uses her extraordinary abilities to connect with angels and to give you a sense of validation and some definite direction. Her gift is really unique because she has the ability to see, hear, and feel your angels, spirit guides, and loved ones on the other side so you can receive messages from heaven and higher wisdom. She's helped many people with issues surrounding their health, careers, romance, and a myriad of pressing concerns. The messages you may receive will help guide you on the right path or even include spiritual homework or even energy practices that she does during her time with you to help you further your path in spiritual healing and awakening. She's a favorite on UF Evolution and is my personal angel reader. She's even read my wife and helped with my kids. And some of her clients range from authors, political diplomats, business executives, international, I know one incredible story, spiritual leaders, and even celebrities. She will be mentoring us today at UWealth, and so she's going to be helping us in what I call an opportunity definitely of a lifetime. So I'm going to read what a few people have been sharing about her work, and then we're going to jump right in with Courtney. Press star 2 to raise your hand. Get in the queue. Sarah says, I had my angel reading with Courtney on 11/11. It was spectacular. During my reading, I asked you about my weight issues. You were right off the bat about my progesterone levels being off and to go and get blood work done. Well, I did, and you are correct. My progesterone levels are way below normal. Thank you so much. I've been to the doc numerous times, and I'm looking forward to all the great things coming. Another person, Stephanie, I had a reading with Courtney. She told me I would have an immediate increase of income of $20,000. I knew I had a check coming for $20,000, but Courtney didn't. The check arrived the next business day, and Courtney also told me I'd have a meeting. I'd be meeting a petite yoga teacher and describe what she would look like. The very next day, guess what I met? Indeed, a petite yoga teacher on target. No longer a skeptic. You asked me to let you know. Here goes. I also received a job offer yesterday, which again was right on target with the angel reading. Well, with that, this is about you and discovering what it is that's going to move you furthest along the path. Let's welcome our guest today, the dear Courtney Levins to UWealth. Courtney, welcome back.
Hey, Darius. I am so glad to be back here on UWealth Revolution. It is probably my all-time favorite place to be. So thank you for having me, and hello, everybody.
It's awesome. Well, I want to maybe start out with a little bit of your story, how you connected, what came through, and how it came through for you.
You know, Darius, probably like a lot of your listeners, I have always had an affinity for angels, for the spiritual realm. I always wanted to go see psychics and things like that, just really kind of interested in it. But, you know, it wasn't until after my mom died that it really hit me close to home, really hit me in the heart and pulled at my heartstrings. It was not a pretty death at all. We probably all know someone who's gone through cancer or gone through chemo. And it was with that she came to me in a dream after she passed that woke me up and just really woke me up, not just literally out of my own slumber, but spiritually woke me up and made me think, you know, there is something more to this. At the time, I was in corporate America. I was, you know, working 60, 80 hours a week like so many of us do, not really enjoying my job, kind of going through the motions. And after she came to me, that's when I thought, you know what, I want to do something different. I want to be able to help other people. I want to help people heal, not just a physical but also emotional healing, mentally, spiritually, intellectually, and really decided it was time for me to explore this path. My father nearly went nuts, as I'm sure you can imagine. My daughter's doing what? But, gosh, it has been such a wonderful journey and has helped so many people, and so many people learn how to connect with their angels. And when it comes through for me, it's like an old friend. You know, like seeing you and Cherry again the other day. It's such a feeling of coming home. It's such a warm feeling, an unspoken confidence that wells up within, this knowing. and this feeling that everything is going to be okay, everything is going to be all right, and it's unconditional love, and it's just this calm that that really overcomes me, and I'm just so thankful and so fortunate that I've been able to tap into this and no longer deny it and be able to use it to help others. So I'm very, very blessed and very, very fortunate and very thankful to be here and able to do this for all of you wealth listeners.
You know, I want to say this real quick about you because you came to visit us, and there's a whole story around that. But when you get in Courtney's presence, whether it's on the phone or not, I have this image of like the sweetest, like Southern Belle, like just with this like beautiful, like country porch and iced tea and like this warm blanket. But then, you know, there's this amazing ability to see energy, perceive energy, and download energetic healing practices. So you're kind of like, you know, this amazing conduit that like it feels good, and you're getting this transformational like gift through you. So it's like, it's just incredible. So just know that you're in a place of love, and that's what I always feel come through. And especially as we begin, everyone like opening up, and people are sharing, and loved ones even come through. And Courtney, let's talk about that. What comes through for people? Because it's a wide range of things that you've had amazing experiences with.
Sure. You know, one of the things I like to tell my clients is, if you don't want me to connect with someone on the other side, say so, because I've set up my rules with Spirit that I will not allow you to come just barge in, you know, and start giving me information unless the client asks for it. You know, it can be a little unnerving sometimes. So I speak directly with your angels and guides. We start off every reading with a prayer. And set that intention, everything coming through for your highest divine light, love, and all the happy, fluffy clouds. But during your reading, we have things come through like your animals can talk to me. Archangel Raphael, who is the angel of healing, can come through and point out maybe something in your body that you aren't aware of, or like the woman who was having the issues with her weight. Some slight adjustments we can make, or even some spiritual homework. I know they gave me some of that for your wife, Sherry, when she was experiencing such horrible migraines, just debilitating. Yeah. And the angels were really able to help with that. It comes through that I've had Archangel Michael come and stand in the middle of my desk in my office when he really wants to make a point, and he says, look, here's what's got to happen. And, you know, it's up to us, of course, to take that advice, to listen to it, but because our angels want us to live a life filled with joy and filled with love and happiness, they want to encourage us, and they try to help us go on that path. Like they shared with you, Darius, they'll say, hey, look, you can go this way, and you can stay in this relationship, and you can get just eaten alive with all these thorns. Or, hey, here's another path you can go with, and we see you driving in your car back and forth to Austin, just head over heels crazy in love with you know, the love of your life. And so I love that they're able to give us that decision and show us those options. So it's really amazing the way it comes through. I love talking to people's animals. I love talking to the friends and family who have crossed over, or just, you know, they're different guides and angels who come in and say, hey, we want them to know that we've been with them. Last week I had a client whose angels just wanted her to know, we are here with you, and even though you may not feel like we're there, we're here, and you're going to go through another time where you almost feel lost, but remember, we're right there with you. And it was real. I mean, she just broke down and cried and said, gosh, I've been feeling it so much. So there's a lot of confirmation in the readings about things you're feeling and the hunches you have and the way things could go.
Yes, and this is another interesting thing, too, because it's the getting towards the end of the year, it's the holiday times, so many things are going on, and then there's the start of the new year. Is there anything, like, with the angels around this time where maybe they want us to sort of have closure and move on, or how do they feel? What's your read that you get about this time of the year? I always think of angels and sort of holidays, and it's like, is there a connection to this time or anything significant?
Absolutely, and you're hitting the nail right on the head, Darius. You know, you look around and you see, gosh, Christmas cards, and you see holiday decorations and all these things. It is not a coincidence. that you see these images of angels because they are there and their presence is very near. And you're talking about it being the end of the year and kind of a winding down of some things, which also falls in line with that solstice, December 21st. And it's interesting because the angels have been telling me some messages about this, and they're telling me we do have a shortened daylight time during this period, which gives us increased nighttime sleeping capabilities. That's really what this is. What they're encouraging us to do is to allow ourselves to process through a lot of the things that have gone on this year. We've had a lot of changes this year, a lot of things coming to an end, a lot of people who feel like they've just been slammed to the ground, but they're picking themselves back up. They're dusting themselves off, and they're saying, okay, now is the time for me to process through this. What is it I'm supposed to be learning from this? You'll notice that this year, you may look back, a lot of people who have had unhappy marriages or careers, those have come to an end, and it's not by accident. This is the time for us to let go of those unhealthy situations. Of course, you can always hang in there and try to hold on to it and make it work, but there's going to come a time when you've just beaten your head into a brick wall enough that you say, okay, enough is enough. And this year has been that for a lot of people. With this winter solstice, this is a time to allow for healing, for us to learn, for us to process through, so that, boom, whenever January starts, or really right after that winter solstice, we've got that rush, that energy, that motivation, that opportunity, and being able to see it. We've cleared away anything that's blocking us so we can see that opportunity and seize it.
There's so much I want to share, and so many different stories that we could get into. One of the other things that I think is pretty interesting is that you were sharing with me this morning that as the new year unfolds, there may be different times where the energy seems to be more aligned for certain things, like January as a month may have more opportunities for maybe relationships or money or abundance or a travel. Tell me about that. I mean, are they able to kind of look into sort of the months that may be more beneficial for certain types of things?
Yes, and it's a lot of fun. Gosh, you know, we've always got these things floating around in our minds do I renew the lease on my, apartment? Or do we change schools? Or do I change jobs? Or is now the best time to retire? And it's really, really cool because your angels can come through and even tell you different months of when it's going to be this best time for travel. Or, hey, there's a lot of movement coming in during this month. Or there's some opportunity for growth. Or, hey, you know what? This month might not be the best time for you to ask for that raise. You know, and sure, you've got free will. You could go ahead and ask for it, but it might just end up irritating a lot of people. So I love that they can come through, and, yes, they can tell you month by month, and there are some months that they say, okay, you know what? This is just about being still and allowing things to unfold, allowing us to lead you. And maybe you don't have to do anything. It's a time for you to just kind of sit back and allow things to unfold naturally. And, gosh, that's also when you get that overwhelming sense of calm and peace, and it's a wonderful feeling. So, yes, month to month, they can tell you what to expect, the best times to do certain things, and maybe a time to avoid certain instances. It's a wonderful advice.
Yeah, well, we're going to see on the one-on-ones if that comes forward as well, maybe as you're planning your new year or you're wondering about guidance and what may come forward. The other thing I want to talk about, too, that's really important is kind of shocking to me, actually. You recently visited us, and in our boys' room, you found something that I'm pretty sensitive to energy. I don't see actual entities, but I feel energy, and I'll share with everybody. Every time I would enter this particular house, I would feel pretty good, and I had saged the house, and I had done stuff that sort of brought the energy a little higher, because when we first got it, I would feel real heavy. But then, after the saging, I still felt like some residual stuff, and I was really surprised. Now, little did I know, when Courtney came over and my wife said, "This is the room where the boys are," you found something, and it was actually kind of creepy, I got to share, in the walls. And it wasn't just one thing. There was quite a few. Tell everyone about that, because if you're wondering, I'll just share where this is relevant for everyone. If you're wondering if maybe there's something around your environment that isn't part of your energy field, guess what? The host of UFO Revolution found out that that actually was true, and it was me. So what happened, Courtney? Tell us.
So, you know, we've probably all had a room in our house we've walked into and didn't want to go into, but I was looking at this beautiful new farm they'd purchased and just absolutely enjoying the feel of it and everything Sherry had done to decorate it. And we walked in, she said, and this is our boys' room. And there was such pride coming from Sherry and the boys, and they were so excited. And I looked around and immediately noticed, now this would kind of creep a parent out, so I apologize.
Yeah.
There were these spiritual beings that had decided, oh my goodness, she can see us, so we're going to back up. And when they backed up, they were actually in the wall. And it was, it's almost comical if you can think about it this way, as them thinking, okay, she can't see us because we're just going to hide here in the wall. And I could, of course, I could see them, full-bodied apparitions, and went back and said, okay, Sherry and Darius, you've got some beings who are here with the land, who have been here for, you know, gosh, decades, probably centuries. They're here, and they love, love, love that y'all are here. And they love your boys, but they are staying in the room because they love the energy of your kids, and they love just being around them and being in that energy. They weren't harmful. They meant no ill will or anything like that. But it's very uncomfortable, especially for someone like you, Darius, who is intuitive, who can feel that. And to be clairsentient and to walk in the room and go, okay, this doesn't feel just quite right, and not being able to put your finger on it, right? So with that, we were able to actually communicate with the spirits. And I want y'all to know, it doesn't matter. I don't have to be at your house for this to happen. I can tell you what to do or how to do it, who's in there, whether I'm actually physically in your home or this is a phone call. But we were actually able to talk to these spirits and just say, hey, we're glad y'all are here. We're glad you like looking after the boys, but would you mind doing us a favor? Would you go ahead and step outside of the room? Maybe stay outside of the house. Keep that protection that you have and the love you have for our family here. We still welcome you, but can we do it at a distance?
Yeah.
And, man, it was absolutely beautiful. They immediately responded to me. And then I love hearing your update, Darius, of what happened the next weekend with the boys' sleeping situation.
Yeah, they slept through the night, and one of my sons, Bennett, would wake up in the middle of the night, like, crying. And I think because he could sense somebody was watching him, and he would even say, he'd say downstairs, oh, you know, there's somebody over there, there's something over there. And so he slept through the night great, and everything felt different to me. So I say that if you're in a space or maybe you come home, and you feel pretty good out, but then maybe your living space just feels heavy, or if you live in an apartment or an area, even like on land, because like these entities had been there. You said they even had like clothes like from like the Quakers or the 1800s, kind of like the long dresses. So they were just with the land from, you know, who knows when, maybe on a wagon train where somebody passed on or there was an accident. It's, you just never know, but it happens. Now, next thing that we're going to talk about a little bit is other things going on with like pets, animals. You even have a story where a lady had a tree. I remember, I don't know if you remember this, but a tree that was like possessed or something like that, or had like some energy around it. Do you remember that? It was dying.
She had a good friend of mine, Tina, a colleague and client, had a tree in her backyard that was dying, and she couldn't figure it out, and they'd done everything they possibly could with this tree. She said, okay, just, you know, I'm going to throw this out here, Courtney, see if you can figure this out. What's going on with this tree? And as I tuned into the energy, I was able to do some remote viewing where I actually saw, standing from at her back door, I was able to see the layout of her yard, the tree, the fence line, the property line, described the tree to her. Once she confirmed I was looking at the right tree, there were some old papers, I believe, she had buried out there that were, it wasn't love letters, but it was almost like the opposite, some negative things that she had that were buried out there. And she had buried, I believe, the kid's dog had been buried out there. But it was really negative energy that was being held and stored in these papers that was actually affecting this tree. They were able to dig it up and exhume these papers and get that energy out of there, and the tree came back, you know, healthy and full, which is similar to one of the trees on your property, Darius. Mm-hmm. You know, if you had told me 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that a tree, that a house, that an inanimate object had a personality, I'd have said you're crazy. You're totally off your rocker. But they do, and they will actually communicate with me and tell me what they need. If they've been lonely, if they've felt neglected or abandoned, or if they're so happy that you're there. So we were able to pinpoint that with Tina and get that remedy. Yeah.
We're getting a lot of questions, and maybe we could just jump in with a few web questions first, people writing in. So for the people international, there's Irina is in the UK. She's in the United Kingdom, and she's writing in. So if you want to start sending in questions, we're going to turn, you know, we can tell you all the different stories, and they're amazing, and I love them all, and we've got many more. But let's just start serving and loving people directly, and more will come about this. We've got Irina in the UK, and I'll share for anyone else, if you want to send in your questions, uauthorevolution.com/now, or you can dial in and press star 2. Now, Irina is in the United Kingdom, and she's asking, I don't have her age, though, but I don't know if there's anything we can let her know. She says, can I get a reading about my relationship? And Irina, if you want to write back, I'll just keep refreshing, and send me your age and maybe what relationship. Is it like mother, father, daughter, you know, significant other? If you could do that, that would be great. So if you are on the webcast, give me your age, where you're located, and your number one question, and your
Darius,
name.
Along with that,
yes.
I get a lot through people's first names, so your anonymity
okay.
is still there. But
okay.
The relationship, Irina, the other person's first name would be super, super helpful.
Okay. Okay, yeah, then you're channeling. Okay, we'll do that. We'll wait for Irina. We've got another question. We don't have the name, but we have Kaulani, Kaulani, and her husband is Udenis, Udenis, and she's in, I believe, Hawaii. She's wondering, can you give me any info about my relationship with my husband? And she's wondering about that.
Okay. So, Kyle, I need one of the first things, and I apologize if I'm butchering your name. One of the first things I'm getting is you have just so much love to give, an enormous amount of affection, and it feels like, does your husband love you? Yes, absolutely, without a doubt. That energy is there, and I can see that harmony. But it feels like only maybe when it's convenient for him does he share that affection back to you. Does that make sense? When I'm asking about, you know, what can be done to help remedy this situation, they're telling you there's a lot going on there in your sacral chakra, and that's right below your belly button. That's where appetites, addictions, where those energies also come through. They're also saying, because that is also related to your solar plexus chakra right above your belly button, there's going to be some learning that comes through this. And more importantly for you is learning about your own power and taking back your power, taking back your happiness. Your relationship, as the energy sits, you're destined to be together forever. It looks like this is a really, all for all intents and purposes, a pretty harmonious relationship. But, yeah, it does feel like it can be almost like a roommate situation for a while. So know that your angels are showing that there's some learning coming through. Oh, and this just popped in. They're telling me February. Okay, Darius, here we go with some months and some timelines.
Oh, cool.
February, we're going to see that you've had some challenges in the past with this. February, these are going to be laid to rest. So we've got these challenges, these burdens off your shoulders, and kind of some peace moving through this time.
Wow. Okay, we've got Irina now. She's written in. And anyone that gets any of these, let me know. Let us know kind of what comes through and what you're feeling and, you know, how accurate it is. We love to kind of hear back. Irina in the UK, she was wondering about a relationship. She's 39 years old, and she's asking about her husband, Tomas, T-O-M-A-S, and their relationship. It's Irina in the UK.
Irina, when I'm tuning into this, one, thank you for your question. Same thing with you, Kaulani. Irina, it almost feels like it's one-sided. There feels like Tomas, as much as he does love you, but it feels like he's very busy for you, and it feels like you're the one who keeps going after him. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Even though you are married, I see you standing behind him. He's sitting down at a desk, and you're standing there and you're wanting to talk to him and wanting to have this relationship and this collaboration with him, but it feels like he's just a little bit too busy for you. Does that make sense? Let me know if this is accurate. I also don't feel like his energy is as youthful as yours. So whether he physically is older in age or if he just has an energy that feels so much older and even heavier.
Wow.
You have a lot of sprite energy, if you want to say, or fairy energy. You like to go and do. You're very spontaneous. Don't ever let that die in you. It's a blessing to everyone. As far as this relationship, there's a learning curve that's going on right now. They're telling me that December has been a tough month. It's going to continue to be a little bit tougher, but don't worry. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Oh, and it really coincides with this solstice, December 21st. They're telling me that his eyes are going to be opened. So one of the things you can do is ask your angels to really clear the path for you on that so that his eyes, ears, heart, and mind is open to the love you have for him so that he's able to reciprocate freely, openly, and lovingly.
Wow. I love that. And we have Hillary who just wrote in. So Hillary, will you tell me your age if you feel comfortable to, and that way Courtney can help you. She's written in, and I know her well. She's been on some of our calls with just the group. And while we're waiting on that, Courtney, one of the things that you mentioned was that the angels want to help and calling on the angels. Tell me how, you know, in addition to, like, readings and information, people can actually learn to actually get answers and energy help from the angels as well.
Sure. Darius, you know, we've all got our own personal guardians who are with us at all times, and from birth to the time we cross over. We have spirit guides who come and go in different times in our life to help us learn lessons. And then we have, you know, the archangels who are there to help us with just a multitude of different things. It doesn't require a formal invocation. It doesn't require a prayer. You can think out loud or you can say to yourself, angels, help me with this. And boom, it is immediately there. One of my favorite things to do, and especially this time of year, gosh, this will be super helpful to a lot of you. When we start worrying about money, okay, we know that by worrying about money, we tend to block the flow, right? Mm. So how do we stop worrying about money? Ask Archangel Michael. He's the one I like to call on for just about everything. But again, your angels don't care if you say their name or just say the word angels. But Archangel Michael, please remove this worry, this stress, this fear, this anxiety I have about money and finances, and replace it with peace and calm and confidence and courage and faith and trust.
Mm.
And man, it is immediate. It is immediate.
Wow. Well, Carolini just wrote in. She says, so amazingly accurate. Thank you so much, Courtney. She says, right on point. You are so gifted. Very accurate, to the point. Thank you. Okay, so Hillary just wrote us back. She is 44, my age as well. She's in Port Chester. And let me scroll down. We're getting like dozens of questions here flying in. Oh, my gosh. Okay, there she is. She says, it's Hillary in Port Chester. She's 44. She says, I would like to know if selling my apartment and moving to L.A. would be a good thing for my career and finding a love partner. There's also a man named Guy, comma, do I sell my place yet stay in New York and see if he could be that life partner for me? These are such important questions, kind of like the ones I had. Anything coming through for Hillary?
Okay, so immediately they're saying this is something Hillary's been thinking about for a while. Really? To be quite frank with you, Hillary, you've already made this decision. Your heart has already made the decision that you are ready to go. There's still some fear and anxiety around it, which is perfectly normal, but it does feel like you are going to go ahead and do this. Of course, you've got free will. You could decide, no, I'm not going to sell my apartment. The other thing, they're giving you the letter M as in Mary or as in May. This could mean March or May is a real prime time for you to do this. I also feel like there's going to be something holding you back to where you don't want to sell your apartment, and it may be that you are subletting it or renting it out to someone else. As far as Guy is concerned, great guy. He is smitten with you. I can't tell that you've given him a chance. I feel like there's been a little bit of flirting. I feel like he might be someone who you could have a long-term relationship with. But the other thing is, I feel like if you did move to L.A., he might very well go with you. He's a great support for you, extremely supportive. Y'all had a lot of fun together. And I would like to know if y'all have dated, because they're showing me that y'all have spent time together, but I can't tell if that's friends or if that's romantic. As far as this helping your career moving out to L.A., there is something about the energy out there that doesn't quite settle you for the first few months you're there. So know that if you go out there, you may not feel rooted. You may not feel like you're, quote, home. You may still feel that pull back to New York, and it could be because Guy is there as well. But exciting time for you. Really, really exciting. And if you do put off the move to L.A. until maybe after the first 3, 5, 6 months of the year, that might be where you have a little bit more clarity on exactly what you want to do.
Okay. Wow. And Hillary, let us know how that reading settled with you. What parts of it you resonated with? I mean, anything. And then I want to move in here to the one-on-one time, and we can take some live callers. So press *2 to raise your hand, and then we're gonna just get started. And I said, first come, first serve. We're gonna go straight to Denise in Santa Rosa. And Denise, what I need is if that is your first name, sometimes the phone is different, registration on the phone, and your age, and of course your actual location if it's different than what I'm saying. Denise, are you there? You're live.
Yes, my actual name is Denise, and my age is 57, I think.
Okay.
And
wonderful age.
Location is Cotati, California. My phone shows up in Santa Rosa, but I'm in Cotati, a little bit south of there. So my question is sort of a two-parter. I have been single for a long time and really happy about it, but I met a man named Gerald, and the minute I laid eyes on him, I felt an immediate attraction where I felt drawn to him, which made no sense to me whatsoever because I knew nothing about him. And the other thing that I'm curious about is, and I got very curious as this call went on, I have been wanting to move from Cotati, and there have been a lot of like unsettling memories and whatnot. And I'm curious if you have a sense of if I'm wanting to move away from here or if it's just that there's unsettling energy in the house. I know that for a long time I've felt like there is like a passageway of some sort in this house. We've seen like cat spirits and stuff, which is fine. It's like there's a place where cats come through here on their way somewhere else. And for many years, there was a particular cat that even people who are not sensitive like myself have seen this particular cat, but I haven't seen that cat in many years, a spirit cat. And then many years ago, I saw a man in a duster in my living room, in a duster coat.
That's a list. Kind of you've got a good list going there.
Yeah.
So, Courtney, thanks for your call. There's so much going on. I'm trying to write it all down as hard and fast as I can. They're telling me 56 was a very pivotal age for you. They're telling me there was a lot of anger and a lot of frustration, especially frustration, maybe not so much anger. They're not telling me what it relates to or anything. So that's just kind of a validation point for you to be able to say yay or nay. With Gerald, one of the things that's so neat about this, and for those of you who are looking for a soulmate relationship, one of the things that's happened is Denise is not giving off that vibe of desperation, neediness, or anything like that. So when she met Gerald, she was wide open to receiving love. She has, she's very comfortable with herself and very happy in where she is right now in her life. So that law of attraction was able to kick in and bring him to her very, very quickly, even kind of somewhat unannounced and surprised. I really, really like Gerald's energy for you. I can't tell that he is necessarily the one you're going to be there with for the rest of your life. He does have that, there is that energy of it being long-term. And when they say long-term, that usually means 3 years or more. But he is absolutely someone to help you get back in the swing of things, of going out, kicking your heels up, having fun, enjoying yourself, and bringing out that energy inside you. As far as moving, I'm feeling that there is a pull to the east for you, but I can't tell that it's necessarily, you know, across the country. It feels like if there is a move, it's very short distance. Whenever I do my readings, my more in-depth readings, I get your street name, and that helps me pinpoint your house. When I'm seeing these animals, it does feel like you've got a portal in there, but Denise, I can't tell that this portal or this gateway like you were referring to that allows spirits to come through and pass through, I can't tell that it's open anymore. So there may have been some work or clearing or some saging or smudging you even did on the house or that someone else has done unbeknownst to you to kind of get that to quell, to calm down. Does that make sense?
Okay. All right. Well, just Denise, yes. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, we're going to keep going, and only just because I look at the clock, I'm like, oh, my God, we just, like, went through a time vortex. I'm sorry. 40 minutes, how's that possible? We're going to jump now to Ginger. That was my mother-in-law's name, a beautiful name, in Wilmington, North Carolina, it looks like. So, Ginger, is that you? Ginger, or someone in that household? Yeah. Are you there? Yes, can you hear
Hello?
Us?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, hi. Actually, my name is Pamela.
Okay, Tamara, and your age? And
it's Pamela, and my age is 55.
Oh, Pamela. Okay, Pamela, 55. Yes. And are you in Wilmington, North Carolina?
Yes, I am.
Okay, do you have a question today for Courtney?
Yes, I was just, I just feel so stuck in my life in all areas, and I was just wondering if there was something that the angels could show me to that I need to clear or to help me to, you know, get moving forward.
Sure. Great question, Pamela. Immediately, one of the things your angels comes through and wants you to know is they're working on opening your third eye. So do you ever feel that almost like a tension headache right there in the middle of your forehead?
Yes.
Do you ever get those? Okay. If you can take some deep breaths whenever that comes in, put your hand up there, touch it, and say, okay, I'm ready to see. It is safe for me to see. That's going to help. And I know that that didn't have anything to do with the question you asked. But know that everything is interlinked. So with you being able to open that third eye more, this is going to help you feel unstuck. This is going to help move you forward on that path. One of the things they're saying, that is, okay, so like Michael just said, that is part of, like you said, what block do I need to clear or anything I need to clear? That's part of what's going on here that's going to help you be able to feel like you're moving forward. The other thing is you've had a lot of baggage that's being released, has been let go of this year. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And whether it's physical, you know, relationships or emotional, mental, that's clearing off. That's also going to give you that lighter feeling by the end of the year. If you can stop, take a step back and say, okay, you know what, I've been through a lot, and I'm doing pretty dang good, this is going to help you to be able to acknowledge that and be able to move forward. The other thing they're suggesting is get outside more, be in nature. They're saying that you have a habit of, they're showing you in your house, just kind of even walking around going, okay, what do I want to do? And gosh, don't we all do that? Me, I usually just run to the refrigerator and stand there. But they're saying when that happens, go ahead and get outside. Take your shoes off. Walk in the grass. That's going to help get you grounded, but it's also going to help you connect with nature. And when we are outside in nature, that's when we can really receive those messages from our angels and guides because they come through on those molecules of air. You are intuitive. You are very intuitive. And I love seeing that they're working on that third eye opening for you. That's going to help give you that shift, that motivation to move forward and not feel stuck.
Wow. Wow, how does that sound to you?
That sounds fantastic. That sounds really, really nice. I so appreciate it.
Okay. We're
going
to keep going.
Pamela.
Yeah, Pamela, actually, my system just crashed, so I'll keep you online here, Pamela, for a second, and then we're going to keep going as, you know, the energy, and it's kind of funny because this has been happening a lot, so hold tight. Courtney, one of the things I wanted to ask was, how is it that, you know, they kind of know some of the different practices or techniques that you can use? Are they tuning into our energy system and able to figure out, like, okay, if Pamela does this, that's going to move her energy forward really quickly or help her to heal this particular thing? I mean, how do the angels interrelate to that energy and spiritual healing?
Yeah, it's funny, Darius. You know how the only thing I can liken it to is when we have those thoughts about, gosh, I'd really like this for Christmas, or I really would like this for Christmas, but maybe we don't express it. Okay, your angels are right there listening to everything. They are simultaneously with you through all of your experiences. What's so funny is when something like that comes through, like, hey, you know, they're opening her third eye. When that comes through for Pamela, the angels don't necessarily tell me, hey, this is what's going to help her get through these blocks and release and move forward and feel unstuck. A lot of times it's just, hey, this is what's going on. And really it's through me having to go backwards, kind of like through the back door of the energy, putting the puzzle pieces together and asking the angels more questions. Am I able to say, oh, yep, that's why they're telling us this, is this is going to help you to be able to move forward and get unstuck. But yes, your angels are right there with you. They know exactly what you need, what's going to help benefit you, and the right time. You know, timing is really of the essence here. And our timing and their timing, well, two totally different things. We think we're ready for Mr. Right or Mr. Wonderful or Mrs. Wonderful, but it may not be the right time. So know that they've kind of got the inside track on some of these things for us.
Wow. Okay. We're going to go to the next caller, and it is going to be none other than Jennifer in Northeast Georgia, and last name is SCO. She's at 678 area code. Jennifer, are you there?
Hi, yes. This is Ginger in Atlanta.
Oh, we did get our Ginger. How cool.
Yes.
So funny. Okay, Ginger in Atlanta, and your age, Ginger?
I'm 42.
Okay.
42. And what would you like to ask?
Well, I'm wrapping up a divorce and just trying to find out what's next as far as career, love life, any messages that are hanging out there that I might need to know.
You know, it's really, really neat. I get a lot of information through what we call automatic writing, by just writing down your name. And I love your energy so much. I wrote it down twice. You have this amazing, extraordinary ability to see the positive in things, to let stuff just roll off your back. I mean, and even if you are faking it, girl, you are doing a really great job at it. This is something I really admire in you. This divorce, and you felt it this year. You knew it was the time. We had to, you know, make this thing come to a close, come to an end. But as far as love life, romance, there is no shortage of people lining up to date you. It is really when you are ready, you're sending out all the right messages to the universe, letting them know, hey, yeah, you know what? I'm not bitter. I'm not someone who says, oh, I'll never trust again or anything like that. Your heart is very open. You're ready to receive. So keep up the great work on that. The other thing, with work, you know, they're telling me that you've been toying around with the idea of maybe doing something different. The job you do now, whatever it is you do it very well, and it looks like those around you really enjoy your company, but it doesn't feel like it ignites your passion. Does that sound accurate?
Yes, absolutely.
So I do feel like we've got some change coming up. Of course, you've got free will. But January, February, it looks like those 2 months, we are, gosh, it looks like you're getting a new look, like a new hairdo maybe, a makeover, and probably stepping, I love the way they show this, you have on this skirt that comes right above your knees, and you've got killer legs, and you've got on heels, and you're walking out in the world, and it's like, okay, I'm ready, bring it on, I'm ready to take on the world. If you were ever wanting to do real estate, you would be incredible at it.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I do think going through this divorce has my positive attitude has, I think, helped me through this whole divorce, definitely.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask, Ginger, is there any, like, big decision and maybe you're waiting on it? And I'm kind of see if the angels have anything regarding a certain month that might be better for big decisions. Or Ginger, what's, like, something you're really, like, know you need to do, but you're not sure when. And then I'm going to ask Courtney to check in if there's a particular month that might be better in 2017 for that. Ginger?
Yes. I mean, just when I should start dating, when I should start, you know, that type of stuff.
Okay, great.
Okay, so you've got, they're lined up to date you. You could start dating now, but I don't feel like you'd really be into it, you know, it'd kind of be like half-hearted. Really, it feels like, let's see, anytime after March to May, these are really good months for you. You get very settled, you get rooted, you are, and they keep zooming in on your feet, telling me that you're very sure-footed, you're very grounded, you're very stable. And at that point, you're kind of like enjoying the high life, you know, it's, you're riding high, you're feeling really good about yourself, and it's kind of like, okay, do I want someone to come on this magic carpet ride with me?
Okay.
Hey, you look worthy, I'll go ahead and let you in. So May, June, those look to be really, really good months, but here's the thing. Ginger, if a really great person comes along, I don't want you kicking them to the curb because, you know, it's not May or June, okay? Enjoy this time because you're right there on the crest of that wave, just kicking butt and taking names.
Okay. All right. We're going to do something coming up here in just a moment, in about 4 minutes. I want to take another caller, but we're going to be doing a group process, and Courtney's going to be opening us up to begin to receive guidance on something maybe that the angels want us to know or want to be able to connect us to today on New Wealth Revolution. So if you're not on the one-on-ones, don't worry, we've got you covered. I want to do something, and I know people might get upset with me, but I'm going to actually lower everybody's hand, so please, please, please don't get upset. And I want you to raise your hand, press *2 if you're feeling like maybe there's something in your environment that's holding down your natural energy, your natural beingness. So press *2 if maybe you feel like you want a reading on your house, a spouse, article of furniture that might be in your field, or if you're wondering about a loved one that's passed on, or maybe you want some closure or some messages, press *2 for that. I'm going to focus directly in on this for those that may want help in those areas. And jumping right out to me is Shelley in Ed-Icott, New York, and she's at a 607 area code. I'm the worst pronunciator there ever has been. Ed-Icott, New York, says Shelley. Shelley or someone in the household, are you there?
Hi, yes, this is Shelley in Ithaca, New York.
How did you say it?
Ithaca.
Oh, yeah, you see, I was terrible. All right, so what question and your age, and then what's your big question?
I'm 43, and
okay.
Yeah, it's like a read on my energy. I've been feeling for a while now, like kind of low energy, also passions I had, like art, jewelry making, creative passions have just gone by the wayside. Love life's gone by the wayside. And I work, you know, full time, and I like my job, but I'm just feeling like all this work I'm doing, I can't quite get a grasp on something that feels off.
Shelley,
yeah,
let me ask you something.
So common.
I'm tuning in, and I can immediately see there is a piece of furniture in the corner of your house. Darius, is it okay if I ask her the name of her street that she was on?
Well, let her, she can tell us if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
Shelley,
plain.
You don't have to give me the full address, just the street name.
Okay, it's Plain Street, P-L-A-I-N.
Plain Street. Okay, the place where you live, your residence, the energy of it is very neutral. It's not one that's going to give you or feed you a lot of motivation, enthusiasm, but it also doesn't have an oppressive feel to it. Let me ask you, because in the way this comes through to me, this looks like a green lazy boy chair recliner in the corner, almost by some steps and by a window. Do you know what piece of furniture they're referring to? It does not have to be a recliner. Doesn't have to be green.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple I can think of. Yeah. There's my housemate's chair downstairs by
my
window.
Gosh. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, that chair, can we get it over to, like, to the kitchen or something? Okay, let me see. Angels, y'all are going to have to give her a way to do that because she can't just go in there and, you know, take roommate stuff and move around. Okay, Michael says he's on top of that for you. That chair, there is something very draining almost like a vortex in it that sucks you down, and you're not even sitting in the chair. But it's got a very, very low vibration, very low density. It is, whenever I tune into this chair, it just makes me feel like unemployment. I have no self-worth. I don't value anything. I'm just going to sit here and watch TV. So if we can get that out of that room, and then some clearing and cleansing techniques. You can take sage or smudge. Are you familiar with that term?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Sage that area really well. Open those windows. Open the doors. Let that air circulate. The other thing is Archangel Gabriel is coming through, and I love this because Archangel Gabriel is the angel of artists and communicators, so you must be really artistic. And he's coming in and reminding you that you can use bells or chimes to clear the energy. Have you ever heard of that before? Does that resonate with you?
Yes, I actually have bells and chimes on my altar in my bedroom.
Oh, awesome. See, I love it when they, you know.
Yeah. Put them to use.
Great. So, Shelley, that's personalized just for you, straight from Archangel Gabriel. Get that chair out of the
way.
Use some bells and chimes to clear that energy.
Shelley, do you know what chair? Is there a chair that you're like came through?
Yeah, actually, when I just thought there's also the same area, but on the front porch, there is an old green. It is old green chair that it's just on the porch. That might be it.
Do you
I don't
feel
like either chair, honestly.
Do they drain you, or what's the deal? I want to know, because this is like what I get chills. This is like, oh, cool. So what is your feeling on these chairs? Like you said, they drain you, but tell me more. Like what's like when you get close to them, it just feels kind of like, what's going on?
Yeah, well, the one inside the house, it's by a window, and between the window and the front door, I think when we moved in about a little over a year ago, my roommate had purchased it secondhand from someone like Craigslist or something, and I just didn't like it. I thought it smelled weird, and I don't spend any time in the living room at all. Like that's where the cats and the dog hang out, and she occasionally reads there. Like that's her reading chair.
Okay.
But I have an aversion to the chair. I don't sit in it. I don't even spend time in that room.
Wow. Amazing. I mean, down to the street, Courtney, I'm blown away. So that this is, and you know, the interesting thing, thank you, Shelley, amazing. The interesting thing too is, you know, this is a neat thing to do for anybody just in your field. If people get the address, you know, you get their address and you say, hey, what about this? What about this? Anything else there? Because we talk a lot about, you know, the energy journey, and a lot of people think, this is why I wanted you on. A lot of people are like, well, I need to work on my energy. I need to, but what if it's not fully your energy? What if your energy is naturally buoyant, it's moving, it's flowing, but you're just in a place where there's something there that is draining you, or even beyond that, a vortex or anything else? I mean, we've seen it all. Courtney, really cool stuff. The other question I want to do, we're going to do the process in a moment, but I wanted to also touch on situations that may come up with just particular things like in the house, like vortices and energies and things of that nature. How common is that where somebody just, you know, maybe they've been doing spiritual work and maybe they've opened up something that maybe isn't necessarily the highest vibration?
Oh, wow. Okay, so, you know, it's funny. In my classes, I'll ask people, you know, raise your hand if you've ever played with a Ouija board. And so sheepishly, people kind of go, okay, I have. I don't want to admit it. Okay. And, guys, it's not that the Ouija board itself is bad, okay? Whenever you start playing with something like that, you invite in these spirits who more than likely are earthbound. And that's all great and fine and well and good, except we don't, you know, preface it with a prayer that says, hey, we only want good stuff in, like I do on my readings.
Yes.
So we start inviting these spirits in, and we do it very, you know, unintentionally, you know, haphazardly. And then we say, oh, you know, it's time to go. Let's put the game up and throw it in the closet. But we haven't cleared the energy. We haven't thanked the spirits for being there. We haven't had closure on that. So guess what? They're still there. That door for them is still open. It's an open invitation, and guess what? When you've got them in and they don't feel like they're getting attention, they can be like a little child and have a temper tantrum and do things to wreak havoc on your life. So, you know, it's a lot of times I've been able to, you know, tune into a person's house and go, okay, they're showing me you've had a teenager who's done this and this and brought in this entity or this spirit. Or maybe you had a guest, a visitor who just came to visit you, and without them even realizing it, they brought in some bad energy. So, yeah, it's not always yours, but there is a way to get rid of it, and that's what the angels are for. It's your angels and your guides tell me specifics on what do we need to do. Like, get that roommate's chair over to the kitchen if we're going to have it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing.
The green chair on the porch, whew, give it the boot. You know, and they'll let us know. So it's not too terribly common that I see a vortex or a portal or something that the person's unaware of. Even like that one woman who said, I'm not intuitive at all, she said, but I saw this and this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, those kinds of things. Oh. It's a little bit rare, but having energy in your home or being brought in with furniture, it's interesting that you mentioned the smell, Shelley, because that is a sign of clairvoyance, actually, and you being able to sense the energy of another presence or of another spirit.
Wow. It is a perfect time to clear away, release, get answers, move things around, let go of things that don't serve you anymore, and much, much more as we're in this time of the holidays and the new beginnings. I'm going to take, after the process, Larfa, who is 64, and she's in Manhattan, and I'm going to give everybody a clue, but when she stays at her mother's apartment, she feels drained, and so we're going to figure out what may be going on there, and I also want to talk about finances and some of the energies and drains that could be affecting that, what the angels have to say about that. But as time's moving so quick, Courtney, let's move into the process, and I'll let you take it away and give us any instructions that we need so we can experience this in a really, really profound way.
Wonderful, Darius, and thank you all the listeners of You Wealth Revolution. What I'd like to do is, if you can just kind of get grounded, get still in your chair, we'll do just a few minutes, do an exercise. Take off your shoes if you'd like, uncross your legs, uncross your arms, and allow your feet to sit on the floor. Imagine sending that energy down that's from the top of your head that causes us to overthink situations. We can't get someone or something out of our mind. Just close your eyes, take some slow, deep breaths in, and imagine sending that energy, those thoughts, down your body, down your legs, down your feet, and to the floor, really allowing yourself to get grounded. And this is something you can do anytime you feel a little scattered or maybe unhinged, especially with the holidays and all that energy. So sending that energy down, really feeling what it feels like in your body at this time, knowing who you are, how you feel. If you feel tension, take another deep breath. Send breath to that area of your body and give it permission to relax. Allow yourself to be present at this time. And we call on Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel's name means God is my strength and is known as the angel who coaches and inspires us, who motivates us. You may see or feel a coppery color. You may feel the presence of Gabriel. Gabriel is also the angel who told Elizabeth and Mary of the impending birth of John the Baptist and Jesus. So we often call Gabriel the messenger angel. And Gabriel is coming through and wanting us to know that even though our minds are completely overwhelmed with decisions to make, with the holidays, gosh, with just the stress and anxiety we may see of having to be with certain family members or relatives, of times of travel, any kind of stress or anxiety we fear, we know that we can call on our angels and we can give it to them. And we just ask them to now to please take any of this worry, stress, or anxiety, to take it off of our shoulders. You may even feel the sensation as it goes up and out the top of your crown chakra, out the top of your head. You may feel that burden release off your shoulders, make you feel even a little bit lighter. and as Archangel Gabriel takes this burden, you may feel a little bit more powerful, a little bit more calm, maybe even have that strength you've been lacking to make decisions, to have a finalization or have some closure with a relationship or maybe a work situation that's toxic. And as Gabriel takes away these burdens and gives you that strength, you start to feel a renewed sense of purpose, a feeling of motivation, of desire to want to make changes in your life, to be able to let go of the old, let go of that which is no longer serving you, and to really allow yourself to grow where you are, to seize the opportunity to move forward in your divine life purpose, in your divine birthright of joy and happiness, of being able to take back your power, take back your life, and move into that energy, that I am energy, allowing you to step over any hurdles, any bumps in the road, and allowing you to very strongly and powerfully overcome any fear or procrastination, to be motivated and inspired to move forward, knowing you have the strength, you have that support internally and externally supporting you and surrounding you. And as we sit with that energy and allow it to just overcome your entire body, head to toe, inside and out, feeling stronger, more confident, asking the angels to also open you up and allowing you to receive their divine guidance, allow you to hear them a little louder, to see them a little clearer, to know their messages without doubt, and to feel that unconditional love springing forward within you, knowing they're here helping you and opening your divine channels to receiving their communication and being able to communicate back with them quickly and easily with grace and ease, completely effortlessly, opening those channels because you are strength, you are calm, you are power, and it's your birthright. Now take some deep breaths in, and as you exhale, very gently and respectfully come back into your body, into the room. Feel the weight of your feet on the floor. Feel the weight of your body in the chair. And take another deep breath in with such peace and gratitude. Exhaling out. And when you are ready, you may open your eyes.
Let people come back slowly and feel into whatever is coming forward in this moment. You know, Courtney, this I'll let people just feel what they want to share and just make note of it before I share anything of my own experience. So just make note. If you want to share with us kind of how you're feeling now, maybe if it's different than when the call started, maybe a little bit more supported, maybe a little bit just different. I'll let you share with us what that is that you're feeling at uwealthrevolution.com/now. uwealthrevolution.com/now. What are you feeling? Is there any difference? And you know, for me, Courtney, this felt a lot like when we did the session, because I know in the end, when the path was sort of shown to me and the energy was there that you had read into my field, not only about business and relationships and moving and geography and everything was going to be okay, you asked me to sort of ground into that space. So there was this energy transformation part of it where it wasn't like, okay, you have these choices. You actually wanted me to actually be in this energy and actually receive it if it felt right. And so I felt like kind of going back to a much lighter state and a place where it was like I was in that energy. It was going to start to create for me and support me. So I love this. Jen just said, yes, I feel way calmer, calmer and supported. Thanks. Another person wrote in and said, thank you so much. It's been amazing and wonderful. This is exactly what I needed today, said Barbara. Another person said, thank you, thank you, thank you. I felt a hug from my angels and feel supported. So some interesting things already coming through as people feel big support. Hillary in New York, my dearest Hillary, says, thank you, that was lovely. I feel serenely hopeful and fully supported, yet grounded in my sovereignty. Such a key word, sovereignty, these days. Wow. Simone LeBlanc says, very peaceful. Thank you. She's got a question I want to get to. Valerie, our dear friend in Wisconsin, who I just emailed today, Valerie, who's been sharing some of her amazing lessons of life that I'm going to surprise Valerie. I want to post these on our blog. So just everyone know you're going to be hearing more from Valerie. But she says, the tension in my shoulders lifted when Courtney mentioned Gabriel. I got a metallic taste in my mouth. I feel lighter and have more confidence. I feel my channels opening more and more. Very beautiful. Now, Natasha in Switzerland, she's got something that I felt when I went to my parents' house this last Thanksgiving. Help Natasha. Don't help me, Courtney, but she has this question. She says, I have a ringing in my ear after the meditation. What does a ringing ear mean? And I'm going to ask you guys, if anybody's been getting like these signs or things that keep coming up and you're wondering, like, what does that mean? But for Natasha in Switzerland, what does the ringing in her ear mean?
Natasha, when I'm tuning into you, Gabriel is letting me know that this is one of the ways he communicates with you. A lot of people consider this like an etheric download. But the other thing is, he's telling me that there has been something that you've been playing over and over in your mind, a conversation, a question, a thought, and this is him actually helping to extract it because this thought process has not been beneficial to you. And this is their way of saying, okay, let's stop this right now. We need to bring in that encouragement, that support. And the mind chatter that's going on is not helpful. So he's actually removing some of that.
So the ringing, what the ringing can mean what? That we're downloading something and that there's something that's being worked on? Okay.
Right. So think of it like the old the fax lines, the dial-up modems for our fax lines and for our internet, that high-pitched ringing sound. I will not imitate it.
Yeah.
But it's that same thing. That's their way of tuning into you and kind of downloading some messages. If it gets to be kind of annoying or obnoxious, ask them to turn it down. Turn down the volume. That's not a problem. You can ask them to do that. I have also set up my rules and said, hey, guys, if you're going to do that, can we please do that at night when I'm sleeping? Don't wake me up. But I really like that Gabriel is coming in for you, Natasha, and pulling out some of that toxic energy that's not serving you.
Wow. Another person just wrote in, I feel hopeful. I'm feeling hopeful for the first time. So some interesting things. Another person says, with peace and ease, my guardian angel is actually Gabriel. I love her, him. Thank you so, so much. Another person, I felt pressure in my head, and I'm dizzy and light right now. Thank you, says Lily in Montreal. Keep sharing at uwealthrevolution.com/now. Okay, I want to do this real quick without going too far, but I want to jump in because we said we had a couple questions. The first one was financial blocks. Does that ever come up? There's a lot of stories about people where you'll say, hey, there's going to be some more work coming in or there's going to be some new abundance that could come in if you maybe stay in this vibration or you go to that job. I know you've even had people who are having job interviews come up. So with abundance, generally, give me the download on how the angels connect in with that and some of the things people may need to know today.
Perfect example. I've had two or three clients who I was able to tell, you know what, for the next 2 years, your money, your income is going to be top-notch. And they'll actually show it to me kind of as a line graph where I see this line, and maybe it's stable or steady all the way when I go from left to right. But maybe at the end of the year, it increases and it shoots up. I had a client who told her income was going to increase for about 18 months, and then it was really going to slack off. It looked like there were some changes coming in, maybe new management, and that was going to be the perfect time for her to start thinking about moving, changing directions. And as a matter of fact, she moved to the East Coast, one of the Carolinas, and is just killing it out there, doing great with her new job. And on that one, she was able to call me and ask me. She said, okay, I've got an interview, and was able to give me the woman's first name. This was really cool. I was able to tune into that woman's energy and tell my client, hey, this is what she's looking for. This is what's going to be the most helpful and the most beneficial. This is the way the woman thinks about the job and what priorities are. So these are the points you're really going to want to say during your interview, as well as call in Archangel Haniel, the angel of whose name means grace or glory, who gives us that poise, who gives us, you know, that way of having that patience and that class that comes through, you know, the poster child for a job interview, Archangel Haniel, and telling her how to call in Haniel for this interview. She aced the interview. They called her, transferred her out there, and she is just living large, loving life.
So you channeled into the lady that was the interviewee and sort of had a feeling for what were the values, or the angels did. Really interesting. So they can't, I mean, here's the thing. I guess they can't do that unless they have consent or it's within the highest order. But since they're doing it, I would assume they kind of know, right? I mean, I just want to bring that up.
Right.
It's kind of interesting. Yeah.
I believe it's my personal belief. I don't want to invade somebody's privacy.
Right.
I personally think it's rude. So if you do give me a name, I will ask their higher self if I can tune into their energy and find out some key points or something beneficial to the client. And believe me, I have actually had a few people who, when I tuned into their higher self, they put up their hand and said no. And I was able to say, okay, I can't tune in. Walls are up. They don't want me to do this. So, no, I'm very respectful of that, but it's wonderful when it comes to, okay, I'm choosing between this company, Company A, and Company B, and here are the supervisor's first name, still, you know, anonymity there, so you're not having to reveal everything. But I'm able to tune in to the corporate morale, kind of what their policies and procedures are, if everything is as it appears. I mean, a lot of things aren't as they appear. You know, if there are going to be big changes, and which one's going to be more beneficial, which one they're going to be happier with in that decision, and just kind of go down both of those different paths to see which one they're going to be better off with.
Well,
and
we are going to be
supplement.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some more. We have a question from that person in New York who was wondering about their mom's house, and we've got a bunch more coming in, and we're going to end the call with some different things about numbers and signs. And so if you've been seeing anything weird in your day-to-day life and you're like, what does that mean? I see, you know, one person said, I see 444 everywhere, and when I buy things, it's always like $44.44 or $4. We're going to get to that, Dina, as well, towards the end of the call. I want to also let people know about something that Courtney is doing that she hasn't done very often with us. In fact, we've just kind of opened up and unleashed her as an opportunity for everybody towards the end of the year with a real special holiday and New Year set of angel readings and angel energy healings, and she's actually making her space available, particularly for the end of the year and New Year start, and it's a special opportunity called Calling on Angels. Have you ever felt like you were at a crossroads and you need to call on angels? You need to call on something beyond your own energy or your own awareness to give you a glimpse of the future to know what is best, or wonder if you should move on, go on that second date, or how a certain choice might affect your life, or even scan your body, your home, like we did. Is there a green chair hanging around your place? Maybe the green chair is a guy or a girl that doesn't need to be in your space anymore. You know, who knows? I've had my share of green chairs, or maybe green frogs, right? Well, I'm going to share a little bit about this, and we'll talk more about it. It's going to be available starting right now at uwealthrevolution.com/Courtney. That's spelled KOURTNEY 12 for season 12. That's uwealthrevolution.com/Courtney, KOURTNEY 12. And this is part of not only 30 minutes, which is what I had with Courtney, one-on-one, private, no matter where you are in the world, but it's also a whole bunch of other things that Courtney wants to share with you, teach you, and help you to align with. So, Courtney, this is a beautiful page. I mean, I love this. And you say your angels are around you and lovingly waiting to guide you and encourage you on your life path. And if I hadn't experienced that, if I hadn't gone to see you and really been where I am today, I would say, yeah, that sounds really good. But I can tell you, they were right. I mean, they were right, right, right. Tell me about this Calling on Angels package.
So in this package, Darius, we have not only the 30-minute session, which you got a taste of here with the live calls, but I'm doing something that I've never done before. In addition to the reading, I have put together a mini course, a four-part course, 3 days of actual teaching lessons, teaching the U Wealth Revolution listeners how they too can do a reading, how they can connect with their angels, with their guides, how they can learn how to do body scans, how they can set up what I have called and coined the rules of engagement, Courtney's rules of engagement for safely and effectively connecting with your angels. So we've got 3 days of course material that's going to be sent out to each person, as well as a live call-in on the fourth day, which is in January. We're going to have a live one-hour call-in where people can call in and ask questions about, hey, how do I tune into this? Or I tuned in and got this. Or I'm not getting anything. You know, that happens. And that way we can work through it, and I can tune into their energy and see exactly where we've got some blocks. So something I've never offered before in conjunction with the reading. So in addition to the 30-minute session, you're also getting a class on how to hear your angels, how to connect with your angels, how to call on your angels and put them to work for you in all aspects of your life.
Wow. So there's a bunch of pieces here. So the first is 30 minutes with you, and those get scheduled. I know you've opened up some time for people maybe that have pressing schedules or deadlines, and they want some answers, or they want some support, or they just want to kind of feel like I did after it was done. And it's like, you know what? I know there's a bit of a path that I've got to take, and it may not be, you know, the same like my past, but I'm not alone. And that's the 30 minutes. Any guidance on that as to maybe why somebody might want 30 minutes with you as an angel reader versus 30 minutes with some other type of energy intuitive?
You know, it's going to be a personal choice. And one of the things you can do to know you're making the right decision for yourself is ask your angels to divinely guide you. Hey, is Courtney the right person for me? Ask for a sign. If you've got warm fuzzies, if you get chills, if you feel drawn to it, then you know it's the right time and it's the right thing for you. If you're not interested in it at all and you feel an aversion to it, that's a pretty good sign that I'm not the right person for you. But a lot of my clients say, you know, Courtney, there was something about you. I just felt a connection, a kinship. Or maybe I touched on something in this call that really brought up something that is actually a pressing question for you at your lifetime during this time. But I do communicate with your angels, your guides, your loved ones on the other side. They work very closely with spirit. And the messages that come through will be whatever it is you want to know. I want to go down your list of questions and give you the best reading possible. I won't hold anything back. And I'll let you know your angels are being quite frank on this topic, and here's what they want you to know. And I won't pull any punches. I won't sugarcoat it. Yeah. But I'll tell you exactly what they're showing me and see how it pertains to you and your life and if it resonates with you, and help you to make the best decisions based on the energy and everything going on with your life right now.
Is there ever anybody that comes on and you're like, oh, no, the angels don't have anything for you. It's completely blank.
Darius, that is so funny because, you know, the angels have never been at a loss for words. I have had, you know, we run out of time so fast. You know, you think 30 minutes, okay, got plenty of time. No, it goes by
just
so quickly.
In.
There's such enormous information that comes through, and especially when the client has a list of questions, one of my favorites is when the angels start answering the questions in the order of what the client has written down without them ever even asking for the question, you know, asking the question. So I love that, but no, that's never happened where there was absolutely nothing they didn't want to know or didn't want to hear. Now, it may have been something that the client didn't want to hear at that time. Maybe that it was time to leave that toxic relationship or that unhealthy situation. And it might not be exactly what they want to hear. But, you know, you're asking the questions, and the angels are going to come through and tell you what's best for you.
Yeah, and I wasn't trying to be silly with that, but you know, I want people to realize that you're never a blank slate. You're never alone, and there's never a time like someone's going to plug into your field and go, "Yeah, there's nobody there to help you." No, they are trying to reach you, no matter who you are, no matter how distant it seems or how far you feel like in your own mind, because that's usually where it is that we've fallen away from the divine path. They are watching you. They want to reach out. They want to connect into you. They want to plug in. So there's nobody that's beyond the messages. And so this is really amazing. So it's 30 minutes, and whatever it is, whatever question that you have, you can get that. And even if there is a loved one that's passed on or somebody who maybe you haven't closed the door with in this lifetime, and you may want to close that door, maybe something that wasn't communicated to a mother or a father, or maybe something you're carrying guilt around, or maybe, Courtney, do you ever get like attachments or energy attachments or things like that where there is like something in your energy field that's attaching and the angels say, "Hey, look, there's this thing going on, let's release that"?
Sure. And Darius, a lot of times what that is, the client may not know how to articulate it, but there may be something that they still want to ask that friend or family who's crossed over, but they don't know how to ask it. Or maybe there was some unfinished business, and they can feel it, and they feel this heaviness, they feel this energy, but they don't know exactly what it is. Yes, we can tune into that. We can find out what it is, because a lot of times the people who think, "Oh, there's nothing that the angels have for me to hear, they don't have anything to say to me."
Right.
So many times whenever it comes through and the messages come out, they go, "Oh, you know what? I have been thinking about doing that. Isn't that funny you say that?"
Yeah.
It's kind of a coincidence. Or it's a friend or family member on the other side saying, "Hey, I know you've been worried about this, and let me give you some closure. Let me bring you some peace. Let me answer that question you've been wanting to ask me."
Wow. Well, I want to share a few more things that are here, and then we're going to talk about an interesting story that happened to somebody in the UWealth community who many of you may know, a dear, dear, dear soul named Buddy, and I want to share with him and send him love. I've asked for a lot of love to him, and we're not going to reveal his last name or anything, but there is an interesting story about something that was found through a session, and I want to keep going because on this page, uwealthrevolution.com/Courtney12, there's a bunch more. There's a four-part course you're going to get in addition to your reading, and it's going to have part one, clearing your sacred space, connecting to your spirit guides, deciphering the message, and a 60-minute help call live with Courtney where all your questions will be answered. And that's just item two. Item three, you're going to get to meet your angel and take time to connect with your angel guide. And item four is a chakra clearing meditation. Item five is an additional coupon if you want any added help. And all of this is actually discounted $706 off. That's 83% off the $853 total value, and it's $147. This is exclusive, especially for You Wealth Revolution and the holidays. It's $147, and there's even a 30-day money-back guarantee. And Courtney, on this page as well, in addition to all of this for $147, you've also got a bonus for people that go deeper between now and Sunday at midnight Pacific called Archangels at Your Fingertips. Now, this is something pretty cool, and it's actually like a chart or something like that?
Yes, Darius. How many times have you said, "Okay, I can't find my keys, or I'm worried about this. I wonder what angel I'm supposed to ask for to help me with this," right?
Okay.
So I have finally put together a collaboration of all the different archangels, what their names mean, what colors and symbols are associated with them, but really, what is their specialty? Like, when you lose your car keys, who do you call on? Hey, call on Archangel Shamuel, who is the finding angel. Well, what about if you're not feeling well and you're feeling kind of sick and maybe need to know, figure out who's the best doctor to go to? Well, Archangel Raphael, he's the angel of healing. And so I've got it right there at your fingertips. This is one of the things most of my students carry around with them at all times, because it's always nice to know you can call on the angels for that help. You can call on spirit, but gosh, boy, what if there was an angel you knew to call on to help you when your animal ran away, right?
Mm.
Who can I call on for that? Okay, I can call on Ariel. I can call on Raphael. And by having that right there at your grasp, at your fingertips, it helps you establish that rapport and have a personal relationship with the archangel so that you can feel when they're around you. And because it has some of the colors and symbols and characteristics, like you might have a pleasant tingling with one of the angels, or you might feel an air pressure change with Archangel Michael. That also helps you learn your communication style with your angels and the way they're letting you know when they're around.
Wow. So this is the chart of all the different archangels and how they communicate, how they connect. I love it. All right. I want to do this. Hillary in New York said, I was not going to buy another thing, but I just got this with Courtney because it is super, super, is special, very special, special. Thank you both. Thank you, Hillary, for supporting Courtney's work and what we're doing. Here's a big question that I've got. What happened with one of the listeners at the UF community named Buddy, and what was discovered? This was a cool story you told me before we started the call.
This was really, really neat. I had done a reading with Buddy and I believe his wife a few years ago.
Mm.
And then recently he reached out to UF Revolution, had lost my contact information, and said, how can I get a hold of Courtney? And we were able to get back together and do another reading. And unfortunately, Buddy's wife passed. And it was such a devastating blow to him, to the community. I mean, she was just a pillar in the community. But one of the things that really was kind of eating at Buddy is he couldn't find her wedding ring.
Okay.
And it was really affecting him, and he was very distraught. So we were able to do a session, communicate with his beloved on the other side. And I loved it. She came through so clearly and so beautifully and was able to guide me directly right to the place where her wedding ring was, the right drawer, and it's by this mirror, and it's behind this. I mean, the details were so specific that Buddy was able to find her wedding ring. And other messages from her came through to let him know, yes, he had done the right thing. And even though the message came through and I didn't have really the background story, I didn't need to know it. He knew exactly what the message meant. He was able to confirm, yes, it was her. I was able to give him evidence. And being an evidential medium, it's one of the first things I do when someone crosses over is I start giving you their personality traits or evidence that they're giving me so you can say without a doubt, yes, that is the person we're trying to connect with. And then be able to go forward and proceed with asking questions, getting some closure, getting some peace, or finding that lost item. Gosh, like the wedding ring. It was so beautiful for him to be reunited with that and to have that peace.
I had sent him a tremendous amount of love on Facebook. My wife and I were blown away that it had happened so quickly. And just when you mentioned it today, and I asked you privately, who was that? And you said his name, I teared up because I just felt such a sadness for the passing, and to know that she came through you. And I've got to ask, where was the ring? It was like behind something, and where was it specifically?
If I remember correctly, and I apologize because I don't remember my readings, it's only because he wrote a wonderful book on organ donation that he recounted the experience. It was in like the top left drawer of the dresser, but not just any dresser, the one with the big mirror, you know, by the plant or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
And he had torn that house apart looking for it.
Wow.
And
wow.
I believe he even said that he had looked there before, but for whatever reason, he was able to find it this time. And it was just, gosh, I mean, the amount of peace and closure you get with that, and it was just such a – I felt so blessed and so fortunate to be able to help
so
him
cool.
through that, because
so
I've
cool.
experienced the death of someone close to me, and I know how powerful it can be just to hear a couple of words.
Yeah.
I had a client last week who I did a reading for her, and it seemed unusual to me. Her husband came through, and he high-fived her and said, "Hey, girl, what's up?" And that was the message that came through. It didn't mean have any special meaning to me, but a few days later, she said, "It's taken me a while to gain my composure, but I have to tell you, that was our secret thing." So for you to be able to describe that and say that he did that, she said, "There was no doubt in my mind it was him." And she said, "I haven't been able to call you and tell you because I can't stop crying, and not crying necessarily out of sadness, but out of joy of knowing, hey, you really were able to connect with him." There's no doubt when you get that kind of confirmation, validation, it's so touching, and I'm so blessed to be a part of that.
Yes, I love it. And a lot of people with some questions. Dina, we just got your question in. I just saw it come in through the webcast, so I've sent that over to support. And for people also wondering, the other thing that comes through is something we talked about, the energy healing practices. Share a little bit about that, because you don't just give readings or information. There'll be things that happen during the session that sort of heal the heart, that heal sort of the energetic body, the feeling of loss, the feeling of loneliness. They also channel through you things that need to be done. And sometimes I know it's been meditative practices or even activations. Tell me about some of those.
The energetic healing, Darius, is something that comes through on a conscious level at times for me, where the angels inform me of what's happening. Other times, it will be almost an afterthought, where at the end of the reading I say, "Oh, yeah, and by the way, your angel is asking me if you feel encouraged now. Does that make sense to you?" And they're like,
yeah.
"Oh, my gosh, yes." And it's because there was an activation that took place on a level. But when we make that first step of opening ourselves up and say, "Okay, you know what? I do want to contact Courtney. I do want a reading with the angels. I do want to open myself up to receiving that," it is that outward sign to the universe, to our angels, letting them know I'm ready for that healing and do whatever has to be done. And sometimes I, Courtney, the reader, won't even be aware of it, because it will be something that just kind of slips through. I'm just the conduit. I'm just the tool. But it's really, really neat when it comes through, or when they tell me, like the woman who they said, "You've got to get outside more." You know, they won't necessarily tell you what you have to do, but boy, they will certainly encourage it and even nag at you to do it. But, you know, whether it's getting outside or getting close to water, I had a client who they told her, "You absolutely have got to get away from this geographic location and get near the water." And I wasn't familiar with the town, but I said, "You know, I can give you a couple of letters of the town, because I'm not familiar with it, but I'm seeing this word." She said, "Isn't that crazy?" She said, "I've been dreaming about this city." And she said, I've felt this pull to go there." And it was, you know, by the ocean. It was extremely therapeutic for her, very healing for her. So a lot of that comes through in being able to let go. Like we were talking about, letting go of that past, letting go of, and having closure, knowing that we're ending a lot of cycles and closing that chapter of your life, being able to heal to move forward.
Wow. Well, a lot of cool stuff. In addition, Courtney, you are going to be sharing if there's any particular months that come forward in the next year for certain big life decisions. That's also going to be available in the one-on-one time. I want to do this really quick as we're getting a lot of questions coming in, a lot of cool things happening, and a lot of people wanting to get some sessions. They are a limited number of sessions that Courtney is doing. The energy, there's a ton, and I know sometimes it can get, as the numbers get higher and higher and higher in terms of people wanting this help, is we've got a very large community. Sometimes Courtney will just say, "Okay, that's it," you know, energetically, to give the most accurate readings and the most energy transmission. I've got to close it off at this point because there's so much energy that comes through her as a conduit. So if it's something you want, we will keep it open as long as we can, but it is available, and it's a huge support for her work and her family and some of the new beautiful things that are opening up in her world. So it's just going to be a win-win for everybody. I want to move all the way back, if we can, to the promise we had to that caller in New York. The only challenge is we've had probably 100 questions come in on the Q&A, but let me find her. Okay, for Larfa, 64 years old, in Manhattan. She wrote in early on in the call. She says, can you please help me to know why I feel sick and drained when I stay at my mother's apartment? She passed away in 2012. It feels like a sinkhole that sucks me down. What can I do, and what is the best timing for my move to California? I am desperate for help, dearest Larfa. Anything coming through for Larfa, age 64, in Manhattan?
Yes, Larfa, bless your heart. That apartment, there are some items in there that you have what we call cords to. Imagine if you could see energy, this surgical tubing that's connected with you, and whenever you walk in there, there is such pain coming through from your mother, from her energy and some residual energy that's still there in the apartment. I don't know how you can ever leave. I mean, it just sucks you down, and it feels like you're having to walk through sludge and mud just trying to get out of the apartment. If you can get that apartment clear, to get if there's any furniture left in it, anything that reminds you of your mother, the best for you, if you are not having to be tied to that apartment or financially having to be strapped to it, to go ahead and sell that apartment, to cut those cords, cut those ties. But I understand if you can't, it looks like there's another male energy in there, and this may be a sibling who you're involved with on that apartment. Get in there and just ask your mom to release you of anything, of any of the energy that's tying you there, because this energy is really sucking you dry. It's almost like a vampire. But ask the angels to really cut those cords, to vacuum you, to clear you. The chakra clearing meditation that's with this promotion is hugely beneficial in this. You can do it daily. And it's really short. It's really cute. And if you don't know how to meditate, it's easy. Close your eyes just like we did earlier today. You don't have to have any special skill set. It's a guided meditation that will clear you of this. And you can even let the meditation play in that apartment over and over again. That'll help clear the energy there. But it's very painful in that apartment. As far as your move to California, it looks like you've got some loose ends to tie up. It feels like beginning to the middle of summer, May, June. Wouldn't be surprised if there are a couple of things that come up that make you actually have to postpone your trip. So keep that in mind. We can tune in more on that and get some more details on that if you'd like.
Yeah, I think with the readings it's helpful because once the channel opens up, it's like more and more comes in, and then there's feedback and there's energy.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. Corey says she's planning to move. A lot of great stuff. A lot of questions coming in from folks. Courtney, I know we've gone a little long, and I mean, we probably need to book something else just to do another follow-up, because there's so much demand and excitement here and so many things coming forward that are life-changing for people. I mean, this is really a lot of personal stuff, but also a lot of healing, and a perfect time to kind of go through, clear out the cluttering energy, make the big decisions, heck, feel support. I mean, I saw you in January of 2009, and I was terrified, and after that moment, I really felt like, you know, the interesting thing was I knew all along that that was what I needed to do, but I just needed somebody to nudge me forward. You know, I had my parents' energy that was worried about them because they were getting older, and, oh, I can't move, I can't leave them, I need to stay in my hometown. And it was like I had all that stuff, and when you connected in and you said the angels are showing you this, I felt like, hey, you know what? I may not be strong enough, at least I think I'm not individually, but with them on my, you know, at my back and helping me, it's like, yeah, I can do this. And I'll tell you, you know, Courtney, it's been a roller coaster of just amazing things. And my two beautiful boys that came into this world from that one decision, just priceless stuff. So thank you. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. My pleasure.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of stories that we could get into, including how Courtney met her husband to be a husband now that I absolutely love, a totally amazing being. But that's probably for another time, but all of this came through. Courtney, any final words or things you want to share for the audience, or any just blessings of love, maybe for people right now, like Corey, Dina, Marvin, Hillary, Corey, Juanita, Michelle, there's hundreds of people, Simone, Val, Natasha, and anyone else who maybe just be feeling a little bit like I did when I came into that session with you at the beginning, like, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed. What do I do? Where do I go? How do I know that what I'm feeling in my heart actually could become a reality in my life because so many things maybe haven't worked out the way that I expected them to.
Yeah, you know, it's time. It's time for you to put yourself first. We do so much for other people and making sure that our parents are happy or our kids are happy or our friends, and we're always putting ourselves on the back burner. But, you know,
yeah.
It's time to put yourself first as a priority and get those answers you've been longing for and to say, you know what, okay, this is something I need to do for myself. I need that confirmation. I need that validation. And gosh, I want that support. I want that confidence and that courage to be able to move forward. You know, so many people called in and said after the little meditation that they felt so encouraged and so supported, and everybody deserves to have that feeling and to know that you don't have to go around feeling lost or feeling hopeless, but to feel supported and encouraged and know that you're loved unconditionally, wholeheartedly, and that there are some answers out there for you, and there is your lifeline, so to speak. There is a direction, there is a path, and there is a way for you to go. And I love what Hillary said. Dadgummit, I said I wasn't going to buy anything else, but you know what? You owe it to yourself. You deserve this. And this package, I've never done this before, of having the session, a 30-minute session, having all the meditations, and $100 off a follow-up coupon for a follow-up reading. But in addition, having the class where I teach you my personal tips, tricks, techniques, on how you can effectively communicate with your angels and tap into that energy where you can start having a two-way conversation with them. So I understand you deserve this.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank everybody so much for being here, and Courtney as well. I'm going to just kind of do something I probably shouldn't do, but I should. We've got a vet who's got a question. And Courtney, maybe just 1 minute on the significance of numbers, because she says, what about numbers, Darius? You said you were going to talk about numbers. when numbers show up for people, this will be a little bonus round. You guys can leave if you want. So we'll officially say, okay, call is like almost done. But what does it mean when certain numbers keep appearing over and over again?
It is a way your angels are connecting with you. It is a way they are trying to send you a message, a sign.
Okay.
I hear people say all the time, man, my angels don't ever talk to me. I never get anything. Okay, well, how many times have you looked over at the clock and seen 1111 or 333?
Right.
That is a way your angels are trying to communicate with you. They're saying, if we do it enough, they'll start to notice it. If they're not listening to what we're saying, if they're not getting the hint, if they keep doubting whatever it is we're saying, this is one way your angels, guides, loved ones on the other side are trying to communicate with you and letting you know, hey, we hear you. We know you're asking for help. We are here to help you.
Mm.
And sometimes depending on the numbers, one is one of my favorites, 11. It's a master number if you look at it as far as numerology and the study of numbers. But it is also a gateway number, and it says, hey, this is your time. This will open this up for you, and this is your movement into this energy, into your divine birthright of happiness and love and to be able to enjoy this life. So look for 11s. That's a gateway number, allowing you into more positive, progressive movement forward.
Amazing. Well, Courtney, thank you so much for being here. Just an incredible gift and incredible session. I loved it. I loved it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Well, that is Courtney Levins. I mean, I am literally buzzing, and just the energy and everything we've been doing has been so profound. Courtney is an absolute blessing, and she's such a gift. And for those of you that want to go deeper, we made this special for you. It's really a true holiday package to open up, and the energies are really sweet and sincere right now, you know, as the holidays roll forward and so many things going deeper. So it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Courtney, KOU. Courtney 12, Courtney 12. It is $706 off, deeply discounted for everybody here, 83% off, $147, and you get a one-on-one session plus a bunch of additional help to actually learn how to open this up and do what Courtney does. So she's giving you the keys to be able to open it up, plus much more, and help for 30 minutes on your biggest questions. I love it, and I could go on forever as to how much fun this is and how much it's helped me, but you all get the point. You're an infinite being. You have infinite wisdom, infinite knowing, infinite truth, infinite help, infinite love. I hope today at some level just opened you up to maybe no matter what you feel, no matter how the world seems changing or difficult or maybe dark at times, maybe light at times, you're never alone. And there are those that understand the timelines way beyond where we are. And if you're feeling like a glimmer in your heart or a feeling in your heart of something that's hopeful and joyful that excites you, this is the prodding of the angels. This is the guidance. This is that little twinkle of a possible future that is trying to reach you. And maybe there is a source. In fact, I know there's a source that wants you to go there and knows that you will thrive there, like I did, when you actually are able to hear the message. And that's why we call on the angels. Thank you, everybody, for being here and being such a gift in my life. If you want to go deeper with Courtney Levins, go to youwealthrevolution.com/Courtney, KOURTNEY 12. Much love. We'll see everybody on the next You Wealth session. I love you, I honor you, and thank you for being in my life. Much love.